And now, a little citizen science. Pat Jacobs sees a lot of winter birds in her backyard.
Woodpeckers, nuthatches, chickadees, and dark-eyed juncos, goldfinches, and lots of cardinals.
During a recent winter snowstorm, she looked out the large window of her home in Pittsburgh's southern suburbs, and she saw something else. She knew just what it was.
I grew up in South Texas, and in South Texas, mockingbirds are about as common as robins are here.
But in 35 years, she'd never seen a northern mockingbird in Pittsburgh during the winter. So she snapped a photograph of the gray bird with white bars on its tail feathers as it was fattening up at her bird feeder. And she posted it to icchange.org. That's the online almanac of weather and climate, where people post photos, observations, and questions about what they notice outside. She marked the post as weird and added,
"I don't know what it's eating, as insects are nowhere to be seen."
We called an expert, Luke DeGroat.
I work for the Carnegie Museum of Natural History at Powder Mill Nature Reserve, and I am their avian ecologist and bird bander.
He says northern mockingbirds do eat insects in the summer, but this time of year,
poison ivy berries are an excellent source of fruit for most birds, and we typically have a negative association with them, but it's really there's a lot of fat and proteins and antioxidants in those fruits.
The berries stick around on withering stems into the winter. He says it's not unusual for northern mockingbirds to stick around here either, but that not a lot is known about their migration.
They may be a species that more of them are choosing not to migrate south for the winter and warmer years.
Like many of us, these birds prefer warmth, and the unseasonably warm start to this year's winter may have influenced that lone northern mockingbird at Pat's feeder. If you're a recreational birder, like Pat Jacobs, or just someone who pays attention to what's going on out there, in your backyard, or maybe on your way to work, try icchange.org. That's icchange.org. Log in. You can even post directly from your phone and post something just like Pat did.
I thought it was an interesting approach to the average person being able to participate in what is essentially a science project of observations of things that are just going on that are different because of climate change.
Join us at icchange.org. We can't tell our region's climate story without you.